USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas business dealings of Hunter Biden, son of President-elect Joe Biden. Hunter is currently under investigation for tax issues, and more questions are being raised about his involvement with business interests in China and the Ukraine. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee tells Fox News that he'll continue to call for the special counsel to make sure this issue doesn't get buried.
We're not going to sweep this under the rug. My big fear is that the media could give a damn about this investigation, and Democrats would gladly sweep it under the rug if they could. They never brought Horowitz before the House Judiciary Committee. They never spent 15 minutes looking at the abuses in Crossfire Hurricane. I'm convinced that the only avenue available is either a special counsel or a Republican Senate to get to the bottom of this.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a bipartisan COVID-19 relief bill is close at hand. Speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, McConnell said that Democratic negotiators have embraced a framework for a $900 billion relief package that would fund more loans for small businesses, vaccine distribution and testing, schools, and a one-time direct payment to most Americans. Senator Rob Portman agrees on the need for the aid package. The Ohio Republican says he believes negotiators can work through their small differences and get help to the American people.
As we talk today on the floor of the Senate, there are negotiators working busily in a room nearby to try to come up with that package, and that's a good thing. I know they've run into some roadblocks, at least so I've been told. We need to work through those roadblocks. They're relatively small compared to the importance of the overall mission of helping the people we represent, helping those small businesses, helping those hospitals, helping those families who find themselves without a paycheck through no fault of their own. And my hope is that we can get there.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal investigators have broken up a drug ring on multiple college campuses in North Carolina. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Federal authorities are charging 21 individuals in connection to a distribution ring that funneled drugs onto the campuses of prominent North Carolina universities. The DEA found drug activity at frat houses on campuses of UNC Chapel Hill, Duke University, and Appalachian State University. U.S. Attorney Matt Martin calling on university administrators to do something.
There were sales going on inside these houses. Dealers set up inside these houses, poisoning fellow members of their fraternity, fueling a culture.
The feds estimate more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, several hundred kilos of cocaine, and other drugs were funneled onto the campuses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And California's governor is facing an effort to recall him over his coronavirus restrictions. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. At this time, organizers say they have half of the 1.5 million signatures needed to put it on the ballot.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.